We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, besides children's sermons, another enjoyable part of my week is to meet with some women for a Bible study. It's nice to sit around and hear their insights, their wisdom, their questions. And they also are very patient with me because I try out ideas that I'll be using for the Sunday sermon. This Sunday, or this last Wednesday, as we look to this Sunday, Christ the King Sunday, I had a question for them. I said, so this is Christ the King Sunday. Where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom of God? And the answers came, of course, heaven. Well, no, somewhere up there. Or, well, also earth. And we remember Jesus saying, don't be anxious about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. Your heavenly Father knows you need these things. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be yours as well. And when we look carefully at the words of Jesus today in the gospel, we also get the feeling that the kingdom, while it certainly must be with God, the kingdom is here too. Jesus says, my kingdom, he doesn't say my kingdom is not on the earth. He says, my kingdom is not from the earth. It has a different source. Jesus' kingdom, as I suggested to the Bible study, is here. Jesus' kingdom is a different way of seeing. You think about Jesus' life. He had a different way of seeing people. He lived in a turbulent time, as we do. Now our turbulence is Sunni against Shia. It's Jews and Palestinians. It's that we don't trust Syrians. There are all kinds of conflicts. In Jesus' day, it was that Romans dehumanized the Jews. And the Jews despised the Romans. And the Jewish leaders even flaunted their power over their own people. But with all this contention swirling around Jesus, he looked at people differently. He looked at their gifts. He met a despised tax collector, and he saw in that man the heart of a disciple. And he called as his disciples some fishermen who were way down on the socioeconomic ladder. But he saw in them the potential to build a church. He saw in them loyalty and courage. He happened upon a woman who was being shamed and in almost killed for being caught in adultery. And he saw in her a person of value, someone who could have a new start. Jesus looked at people, the lowliest of people in the minds of others, in the eyes of others, and he saw their gifts. Now, how did he do that? So, we talked in Bible class that maybe Jesus looks at people the way grandparents look at their grandchildren. Some of us are grandparents. Many of us have had or do have grandparents that we're particularly close to, or maybe people who are like grandparents. And it seems to me that often grandparents can see the gifts in their grandchildren even before the parents do. Maybe because the parents are so close to them or so busy. I remember when our daughter was about 6 months old and she didn't want a nap and she was screaming because she didn't want a nap. And we had a house guest at that time, a woman who was like a grandmother to me. And she looked at my daughter and said, you know, the challenge for you will be to take her strong will and focus it in a positive direction. Her strong will. My friend saw that as a gift. And you know, she was right, as my daughter is now an adult. We've looked back on times in her life when she was felt very strongly that someone was being treated unfairly, and she spoke up when others didn't, and good things happened. But I looked at the screaming child and I only saw a problem. She looked and saw a gift. That's what grandparents do, I think. They are able, maybe because they have a distance or because they know that things go in cycles. For some reason or another, they look for the good and they're able to overlook the bad. And this is how we experience the kingdom of God on earth. To look at people the way Jesus does, the way God does. Imagine, for instance, that the next time you go to a meeting at work or in the community or maybe with friends or maybe as you sit around the Thanksgiving table, imagine intentionally looking for the good and overlooking the bad. So maybe you intentionally don't let some mannerisms that usually bother you about someone get to you. You overlook them. Maybe you intentionally don't pick up on a statement made, a political statement that you know will begin a debate. Maybe you purposely forget about a clash that you had with this person in the past, and you look instead for the gifts that they have been given by God. Maybe you will see, you know, an earnestness in someone you never noticed before. Maybe you'll appreciate how hardworking a relative is you never stopped to think about. Maybe you will enjoy someone's sense of humor that you never noticed before. It's what happens as we look for the gifts that God has given them. Recently, I went to a youth sporting event, and I thought, I'm going to try looking at the people here. I don't know most of them, but just looking through the eyes of Jesus. And there were many people there. But as I began to look that way, I saw the love and the loyalty of families that were there to cheer on these young athletes. I mean, from grandmas down to babies in arms, they were there for their children. I was amazed at the athletic ability and agility of these young athletes. And I was impressed by their persistence. They would just keep working on something until they got it right. And I was impressed with the friendship I saw between the athletes, whether they were on the same team or another, how they cheered each other on. God was all around. God's gifts were evident. You know, we will experience the kingdom of God on earth when we are willing to accept one important thing, that God looks at each of us as a grandparent looks at a grandchild. Oh, we know the things we do wrong. We know our selfishness. We know how we are often enslaved by things that are not healthy, or that we push ourselves maybe to an unhealthy point in our effort to get ahead. We know this. Jesus died for our failures. Our sins are forgiven. God sees only the good. After all, this is the good that God planted in our hearts as we are made in the image of God. And as we let the good and the love of God fill us, and this sense of God seeing us this way, then it spills over into love for others. Just as you pour water into a cup and when it gets to the top, it just spills over. As we see the gifts that God put in our hearts and the gifts that God gave to others. We live in a contentious world that does not look at people that way. We live in a world of anger and hatred and violence. And so it is so important that we've gathered here to give each other courage to look at the world through the eyes of God. It's good that we're here to give each other the courage to believe that God looks at us that way. And on this Christ the King Sunday, it's good that we're here together to celebrate the day when Jesus will return, when everyone will look at one another through the eyes of Christ, and when finally the day will come when the kingdom of God on earth is complete. Amen.